Colon case 15789-17. Counsel, state your appearances for the record.
Yana, good afternoon. Joelle Abrams from the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Good afternoon, Judge. Maria Says, on behalf of the defendant, Josefina Suarez.
Good afternoon, Ms. Suarez.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Before we begin, counsel, do you have any objections to the pre-sentencing investigative report, or PSI?
No, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
Very well, then. Before going further, I would like to ask counsel to review with me the major calculations in the advisory pre-sentence investigation report. The defense level is 24. The criminal history. Very well, then. Before going further, I would ask counsel to review with me the major calculations in the advisory pre-sentence investigation report. The offense level is 24. The criminal history category is Roman numeral 1. The advisory guideline range is 51 to 63 months imprisonment, 2 to 5 years, supervised release, a fine, and $100 special assessment. Is that correct in its totality?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Suarez, you are in court today to receive your sentence. Before that happens, I must ask your attorney if there is any legal cause as to why the sentence of law should not be pronounced upon you.
Your Honor, we do have some concerns about the defendant's ability to understand these proceedings. As you will see on page 7 of the PSI, the defendant has been on antidepressants. Unfortunately, there was a mix-up at the detention center, and Ms. Suarez was given the wrong medication this morning. I believe it would be a good idea to voir dire her to make sure everything is in order.
Very well, Ms. Suarez. Your attorney indicates that you were given erroneous medication this morning. What happened, and how do you feel?
Well, Your Honor, my psychiatrist gave me a prescription for Wellbutrin. My regular dosage is 150 milligrams a day. The pill is small, oval-shaped, and white. This morning, during rounds, I was given a pill that met that description. It appeared a bit larger than usual, but I didn't make much of it and swallowed the medication. Within the hour, I started to feel woozy, like I was going to faint. I called the guard, and she took me down to the infirmary. That's when they realized what had happened. They had accidentally given me 15 milligrams of Abilify, that is, aripiprazole, an antipsychotic drug often used to treat bipolar disorders. The nurse immediately had me drink a lot of water and told me to lie down on the cot they have down there. I slept for about 2 hours, I guess. I had something to eat and took another nap. I'm still a bit tired, but my head is clear and I am ready to proceed.
Thank you, Ms. Suarez. I'm very sorry that the Detention Center made that mistake, and I'm glad that nothing more serious came of it. That said, it seems to me that you are expressing yourself clearly and articulately, so I will go ahead and find you competent and able to proceed with the sentencing hearing. Now, Ms. Suarez, have you read the advisory pre-sentence investigation report? And have you and your attorney discussed the advisory pre-sentence investigation report?
Yes, Your Honor. He explained everything to me.
Ms. Saez, is there anything you'd like to say on behalf of your client?
Your Honor, I believe Ms. Suarez would like to address the court.
Your Honor, I would first like to apologize very sincerely to you, to the government, and most especially to my family. There's no excuse for what I did. I was lured into this criminal enterprise, betrayed, really, by my now ex-husband. I knew what he was asking me to do was wrong, but I didn't want to anger him. As you know, I am a victim of domestic violence, both psychological and physical. I was afraid of him, so I agreed to deliver the drugs. I know I shouldn't have, but I was scared. That was the first time. The second time, I'll admit it was easier. I wasn't as nervous about what I was doing, although I was still afraid of what would happen if I refused. I guess I should have been more nervous because, well, that's when I was arrested, the second time. I'm not a career criminal, Your Honor. I'm a stay-at-home mom and a full-time caregiver to my 11-year-old son who has Down syndrome. I cope as best I can with his special education needs. I do everything his teachers and his doctors ask. I have no other family in the area, Your Honor, so my son depends 100% on me. Since his arrest, my ex-husband stopped giving me any money. Fortunately, my brother has taken up the slack and is helping us out. I've even managed to get a job for a few hours a week. Well, at least I had a job. That was before my bond was revoked and I went to prison. Your Honor, being in jail, away from my son, worrying about him constantly, knowing that he is suffering in the foster home he's been placed in, it's eating me up. I made the mistake. I committed the crime. If you decide to keep me in jail, Your Honor, I will be able to deal with it. It won't be easy, but I know what I did was wrong, and I deserve to be punished for it. But my son, he's done nothing wrong. He's completely innocent. And yet, I can't help but feel that he is being punished too. He doesn't have the ability to understand what his mom did or why she's been taken away from him. It's terribly hard on him. Much of the progress he had made in speech and behavior has been lost, and it's all my fault. I am so very, 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 very sorry, Your Honor. Given the chance, I swear to you that you will never see me in a court of law again, ever, not even for a speeding ticket. Never, ever. I beg for your mercy, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Suarez.
Your Honor, while I think Ms. Suarez and the PSI cover this adequately. I would be lax if I failed to put in a word to request a departure and a variance in this case. Miss Suarez was a very minor player in this case, has significant health issues, and the enormous burden of raising an intellectually challenged son on her own. Unfortunately, because of the gravity of the offense, Miss Suarez is not eligible for probation. However, I would ask that you downward depart from the guidelines in this case and impose a sentence of 15 months. I would further ask that you divide that up into a period of incarceration time served and house arrest of 12 months. I realize that such a variance is unusual, but I believe it is warranted in this case. However, I would ask that you downward depart from the guidelines in this case and impose a sentence of 15 months. I would further ask that you divide that up into a period of incarceration of time served and house arrest of 12 months. I realize that such a variance is unusual, but I believe it is warranted in this case.
Yana, while the prosecution appreciates the special circumstances in Ms. Suarez's case, we do need to remember that drug trafficking is a very serious crime. Even in the limited capacity in which Ms. Suarez participated, we cannot overlook the fact that, but for her actions, this crime would not have come to fruition. We would therefore oppose the defense's request for a downward departure and ask for a sentence within the guideline range. As to the topic of a variance, we would not be opposed to the split proposed by the defense. That is, credit for the 3 months' time served and the remainder under house arrest.
Thank you, Ms. Abrams. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has set forth the procedures that a sentencing court should follow when there is a request for a variance from the advisory guideline range. The court finds that pursuant to United States Supreme Court precedent, the federal sentencing guidelines are advisory. The court must consult the guidelines, take them into account, but is not bound by them. The district court is first required to correctly calculate the guidance and then give both parties an opportunity to argue for whatever sentence they deem appropriate. And then the court should consider the factors under Title 18, United States Code, Section 355A, to determine whether those support the requested sentence. So, having correctly calculated the guidelines, I turn now to the 3553A factors under Title 18. Under Title 18, the court shall impose a sentence sufficient but not greater than necessary to comply with the purposes set forth in paragraph 2 of 3553A. The court, in determining the particular sentence to be imposed, shall consider the nature and circumstances of the offense and the history and characteristics of the defendant. In determining a sentence sufficient but not greater than necessary, the court shall consider the need for the sentence imposed to reflect the seriousness of the offense, to promote respect for the law, provide just punishment for the offense, and to adequate deterrence to criminal conduct, as well as the other factors under 3553A. The court has considered the statements of the parties, the advisory pre-sentence investigation report, which contains the advisory guidelines, and the statutory factors set forth in Title 18, United States Code, Section 3553A. It is the finding of the court that the defendant is not able to pay a fine, therefore no fine shall be imposed. It is the judgment of this court that the defendant, Josephine Suarez, is hereby committed to the custody of the Bureau of Prisons to be imprisoned for term of time served. Such incarceration shall be followed by a period of house arrest of 18 months. Following the house arrest, the defendant shall be placed on supervised release for a term of 3 years. While on supervised release, the defendant shall not commit any federal, state, or local crimes, shall be prohibited from possessing a firearm or other dangerous device, shall not possess a controlled substance, shall cooperate in the collection of DNA, and shall comply with the standard conditions of supervised release that have been adopted by this court. The defendant shall submit to a search of a person or property conducted in a reasonable manner and at a reasonable time by the probation officer. It is further ordered that the defendant shall pay a special assessment of $100, which shall be due immediately. Are there any remaining counts?
Yes, Your Honor. At this time, I would move to dismiss counts 3 and 2 of the indictment.
The motion is granted. Ms. Suarez, it is my duty to inform you that you have 14 days with which to appeal the judgment and sentence of this court. Should you desire to appeal and be without funds with which to prosecute an appeal, an attorney will be appointed to represent you in connection with that appeal in forma pauperis. Should you fail to appeal with that 14-day period, it will constitute a waiver of your right to appeal. It is also my duty to elicit from counsel from both sides fully articulated objections to the court's finding of facts and conclusions of law as announced at this sentencing hearing, and to further elicit any objections which either side may have to the manner in which sentence was imposed in this case. Are there any objections from the government?
No, Your Honor.
From the defendant?
No, Your Honor.
The marshal will execute the sentence of the court. We are in recess in this matter.